And now some good news about men. Scientists have confirmed that they are still evolving, or at least the male chromosome is. NPR's John Hamilton explains.
The male, or Y chromosome, is what makes men, men. A few years ago, scientists began wondering whether it was in trouble. When they compared it to the X chromosome, which is carried by both men and women, the Y chromosome didn't seem to measure up. David Page, who directs the Whitehead Institute at MIT, says the contrast was pretty stark.
The X chromosome, standing tall, robust, with many hundreds of genes. The human Y chromosome, just a hollow shell of its former glory, carrying on the order of 70 or 80 genes.
For hundreds of millions of years, the Y had evolved by getting rid of genes. And that type of evolution can't go on forever. So Page decided there was something he needed to know about the Y chromosome.
Was it really simply a victim of an inevitable fated demise? Or had it developed some new tricks along the way?
To find out, he and a team of researchers compared the Y chromosome of a person to that of a chimp. Page says it turned out that both Ys have been evolving really fast for the past 6 million years or so.
It's as if the Y chromosome is a house that's constantly being reconstructed or remodeled.
A house without too many rooms, but there's a lot going on, more actually than in chromosomes with many more genes. Page says that's possible because the Y chromosome contains unusual stretches of DNA that work like tinker toys. They're easy to pull apart, flip around, and reassemble for a new purpose.
It shows quite a degree of inventiveness and creativity that maybe the rest of the genome could learn something from.
Like how to make the most of the genes you've got. The study appears in the online edition of the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.